Hit him with a, hit him with a three count. Pin him to the ground and the crowd go wild, man down, nobody y'all like. Hit him with a three count. On the top rope, crowd already know how I fly him to the f-
Yo, 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 it's your boy, your cousin, your nephew. It's the Gravital Region's best kept secret and the Dawn of the Mid-Atlantic and the host of the hottest. Well, you know what? I got to give it credit. It's probably the second hottest wrestling podcast on the Three Count Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Chaz Evans, and you're checking out Chaz and Friends. Let me introduce to you my friend, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, he is the residential supervillain, all right? He's the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, all right? If I could compare him to a supervillain that, you know, that's very, very, very of his liking, I would, you know, compare him to Master Xehanort from Kingdom Hearts or, you know, maybe Trigon from Teen Titans. Maybe, you know, I feel a little, there's a little Slade from Teen Titans too. But ladies and gentlemen,
See, unfortunately, there's somebody that's ruined that for me.
You're right. Anyway,
yeah,
on that
can't
note,
be doing that.
On that note, let's go. Hey, look, Triple H. Let's only focus on the positives, ladies and gentlemen. All right, he right there is the host of the hottest show on the Three Count Podcast. All right, the Villains Lounge, our late night news show for our East Coast listeners. All right, the rest of y'all, you know, live on the West Coast.
Early evening
talk show,
mid evening. Yeah.
So the Villains Lounge, ladies and gentlemen, he is Damian Fatale.
What it do? You know, sorry that I didn't give y'all an episode yesterday. You know, I do have a life, so y'all can't kiss my ass. But who knows? I might get on later on today and give y'all one tonight. So we'll see how I feel.
Whoa, a double dose of Damien? Wow, double dose.
Yeah, you might.
Triple D?
Yeah.
Double dose of Damien. As you can see, y'all, there's no Red Dog. He called out sick. Like, legit. He was on the phone with me and then went, yeah, I'm not coming on the show. So that happened.
It'd be like that sometimes.
So then we all decided, well, we're going to run the show late. It's Black History Month. We run on CP time.
It happens.
Exactly. This has happened now. This is like, what, the third time during the month of February where Cliff just calls out and it's just you and me and it becomes a very, very, very black show.
I got nothing.
I got something for you. I got something. I got something. Follow us. Before we get any further, follow us at all your favorite social media platforms. 3CountPod, all right, on everything besides Twitter. All right, that's 3Count_pod. So make sure you follow us there. Make sure you follow us because you can participate in today's show, all right, with Damien's Dumbass of the Week. Cannot wait for that. Also, make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube and hit that like button because the like button actually is really important because it helps makes this video on the algorithm so people can actually, you know, watch it. So if you like this, like it so that someone else can watch it and they can see it. So definitely hit that like button. And my Facebookers, yeah, you know, the Facebook people, the crowd, hit that like button on our Facebook page, the 3Count Podcast. Audio podcast listeners, hit that subscribe button. We're on your favorite audio podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is not a thing anymore, but yeah, we're on Amazon Music. We're on iHeartRadio. If it's audio, we're there. Hit that subscribe button. Share this with your friend. Let's get down to it. Also, yeah, make sure you watch The Villains Lounge. Make sure I'm going to plug that. All right, watch the Villains Lounge. If you might get one tonight, but you'll definitely have one tomorrow night.
Oh, definitely tomorrow night.
Yeah, sure. You definitely have one tomorrow night. You might get one tonight, so definitely check it out. Pretty much, for the most part, every night you'll around like the 8-9. So it's been coming out of.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It check it out. Make sure you hit that bell button so you know for specifically when it drops. So hit that bell button on YouTube, and check out the Villains Lounge. Also, check out Red Dog Show now into the ring. I had the list of who was coming up. And I don't know where it's at. So
he lost it.
just be on the lookout every Tuesday and Thursday. A new interview drops. So
and the next Saturday.
Yes,
is next Saturday. That, Elimination Chamber from Perth, Australia. And we're doing that watch along.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'll be with us. We're going to get up early. And it sucks for you because it's
true. I want to say that, see, the pre-show, it looks like on my time, it starts at 2 a.m. is what I'm looking at right now, which means 4 a.m. East Coast. Jeez. We'll probably get on probably about 4:30 y'all time.
Yeah, look, we'll be on before the show starts. That's
yeah. it might be 5 minutes before.
Might be. It might be. I'm gonna try to prepare, make sure I have everything set up the night before, so when I wake up my alarm for like 30 minutes before the show starts, I can just have my coffee ready. Exactly. put my Eggo waffle in there and be like, all right, you go. Yeah, if I'm still in my Batman pajamas, all right, like. Don't question it.
I probably will not be getting too much dress either. I'm going out. Probably.
I'll put my Cody shirt on. You know, finish the story. We want Cody. I'll put that on. But
it's gonna be. No, it's gonna be fun though.
It's gonna be fun. I can't wait. Definitely. It's definitely gonna be fun. The Royal Rumble. Watching it was like, oh, I wish I was on there. So I can't wait to see. You never know who's gonna be on there. All right. I'm on there. All right. I can confirm you that I will be on there. I know Dame is going to be on there.
So. Yeah, of course. You never know who else might.
Show up. So definitely be there next Saturday before Elimination Chamber. I'm not going to put a time when I make the flyer in the post. It's just going to say before the show starts. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Let's get to it. Temp check. Let's get to it. Let's start there. Temp check.
Chris Jericho. Sorry, everybody's been colder than him. So unless he gets injured, that's the only way he'll become my hottest wrestler of the week. Just want to put that out there. Like if he goes away, I'll give it to him. There you go. He'll get the hottest wrestler. Until then, he will always be the coldest.
I thought about you earlier. So I see the post. It was actually funny. I'll give it credit. It was funny. And it said, excuse me. It said, now I'm thinking about it. It's still funny. I'm going to go back and find it and send it to you because you got to actually see the pictures. But it said, hey, psych her out. Tell her you look like Chris Jericho, but not which version. And it had Jericho from, in the beginning of WCW. Jericho when he first debuted on Raw, Jericho when he came back with the shortcut, and then Jericho now. And I went and I was like, Damien's legitimately right. Like, he's not fat. And it's like, yes, he's put on some muscle. Like, yeah, he's put on some muscle with the weight. Like, I'm not going to discredit,
exactly.
He's gotten muscle. He put muscle on, too. But he's fat.
Yeah, dude, now he is kind of chunky monkey. Let's call it what it is.
Oh.
The man sporting a muffin top.
Oh, my gosh. And I saw that and I was like, that is so hilarious. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely Jericho when he came back from Raw with the shortcut. I was like, yeah, we'll use that one. That's the nice mid version of Jericho where it's like, yeah, you had some here. And
yeah. He was in actually pretty decent shape then.
He was. No, he was. He absolutely was. You know, man, listen, being a rock star does that to you, I heard.
If you can call him that. But okay, anyway, my hottest wrestler of the week. The Bloodline.
Oh, buddy.
The new and improved Bloodline. There you go.
Oh, I can't wait to talk. I can't wait. I knew it.
I did know.
And I thought I had backup today. We talked about it. We were on the road. Me and Cliff were talking about it yesterday on the road. I was like, yeah, I mean, I want to talk about it. Like, because I didn't. We'll get there.
Yeah, all right, I get you.
My hottest wrestler, going into this week, it was hard. It was hard. I'm gonna give him 1A, 1B because I'm like Cliff now. I want to give him. I was at Next Up this last night. One of us. One up. You know what? 1A, 1B, and 1C. Shout out. So my 1C hottest wrestler is Mr. Amazing. He won his first championship last night. And my 1B is Victor Walker. He won his singles title last night at Next Up as well. And my 1A is it's going to Logan Paul.
I can feel that. That match was pretty. All of it. I'll say all of it. Like the stuff he did backstage.
Yeah, I was about to say the lead in. Yes,
even the week before, like him complaining that he's got to qualify. Dude, correct. I don't know. If he's leaning into that natural healness.
Exactly. That's why I want to say I gotta give it to him. Logan's the type of guy. He's that guy that's I hate to say call him a celebrity, but he's that outside guy that comes in and just he's a natural. And like I find myself just enjoying his work. Might not like him as a person, but I do like his work, and he's working. So my hottest is definitely Logan Paul. My coldest wrestler is Darby Allin.
Oh, I can see that though. That's the bad part.
I feel like every time Darby's doing something, I'm always like, it's just. I'll be happy. Look, I'm glad they're giving Sting the proper send off, and this is probably as big as you get. You know, as far as things concerned, you know, doing it his way and whatnot. Despite feelings of the Young Bucks and whatnot, his thing with Darby, that's been a thing. And so them facing the Young Bucks in his final match, I get it. So take that away. I'm just ready for it to be over.
Well, because he's just doing nothing. He really isn't doing much of anything.
Like. And let's just get old. Like the match is probably, don't get me wrong, the match will probably be good. Like crazy enough, some of those Sting matches have been, I'll say this, some of them have been bearable to watch, and he has definitely proved a lot of people wrong. So it's not like he can't work and he can't still go, because he definitely can. He's doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing and surviving it and still getting up like it ain't nothing, which is still insane to do.
Yeah, no, it's scary.
It's exactly scary, but I feel more confident watching Sting jump off of the stage through a table than Ric Flair.
Oh, well, yeah, hands down, but
that's all that needs to be said.
That ladder, when he climbed that ladder on the inside of the ring and jumped to the outside of the table, that was the worst one. That one still haunts me in my darkest, coldest dreams.
I agree.
Nightmares, really? I guess they really aren't dreams.
I mean, I guess. But yeah, that's my coldest wrestler. Let us know your highest and coldest wrestler. Hashtag temp check on Twitter right there, 3Count_Pod. Let us know. Hit it in the chat, and we'll bring those up after we get into our first debate topic, which has been changed. All right. Despite the publicity, despite what we put out there, it is not Tommy Dreamer, okay? And we'll put out there, it's not Tommy Dreamer. We were wrong, okay? All right? Despite the rumors. All right? Tommy Dreamer is not. All right? This was reported earlier yesterday. Yeah. This episode is the 16th. So this was reported yesterday. Sean Ross Sapp reported, that Tommy Dreamer is not the head of creative in TNA. So it was reported that Tommy Dreamer was to be the head of creative in TNA. That is not true. So our debate topic is not whether if Tommy Dreamer is the best fit to be in charge of TNA creative. The top of what we're going to do is we're going to tell you who it is. It's the creative team that they have that includes Robert Evans, R.D. Evans, Hunter Johnson, which is who is Delirious, and Tommy Dreamer. They will be supported by Gail Kim and Jorge Barbosa, Ariel Shiner is overseeing all the content and will be working closely with the TNA president on all of the talent slash creative decisions. So the what we're going to see is this team a good fit for TNA creative? What you got, Damien?
Well, from my understanding, I believe that the team that is in place right now might have been what D'Amore was working with from jump, is what it sounds like to me. Because if I remember correctly, I believe Delirious has always been a part of the creative.
Yes.
I'm not sure about Evans. Possibly. And I know, you know, Gail Kim had some her hand in some of the creative, especially for the knockouts. And so did Tommy, too.
Yes.
Is why he's been there for so long.
Correct.
So I feel like this is the team that was in place with Scott D'Amore. And if this is the case, if that's the case, then they were very smart in keeping the team together and, you know, making sure that, you know, it still has somewhat of a functioning, you know, system that it had before. Yeah. So, I mean, they might be fine. It's a question is though, yeah, I see who they answer to, and whoever this Ariel person is, I'm not sure if it's a male or female, so I want to be that guy. And mess up their pronouns. But you know what? We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens, and we'll find out if they regret firing Scott.
Guess what? They should. They should. I'm gonna tell you. You know what? You might be right, brother. You might be right. That might have been like the team that's been working with, you know, with Scott from jump, and that's fine. But when you cut the snake from the head, what happens?
Yeah, no, shit does.
All righty then. No, I don't. This shouldn't.
Usually, it depends.
Usually, but 9 times out of 10, lights out. It's over with. Finito. All right, in the arms of the angel. That is what we need to be singing. That should be the new TNA Impact theme song. It needs to be that, and just show all the highlights of what Scott has done, because it's what we could have had, what we were supposed to have. Being real now, I will say this: if it was just Tommy Dreamer, when the first news came out about Tommy Dreamer, I said, "Oh, looks like we're going back into the dark ages." Because the stuff that Tommy has his hand in has not all been bad, and all of it hasn't been good. And it is what it is. And Tommy is the first to admit that. He said it. He's even said it on the air on Busted Open.
Yeah.
That stuff like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I goofed, I effed up. So there's that. Now, I do think that there are probably maybe too many hands in the kitchen. And whereas now that you don't have Scott D'Amore as that head of like who can, you know, steer the ship, everyone focus on what they're focusing on, I feel like things are going to get muddled. And it sucks because now TNA's got a stacked roster. TNA's roster, if you really look at it, when I was watching TNA, I went, why is this roster so stacked?
They have a very talented,
stacked.
And it's not even like overcrowded
either. No, it's not overcrowded. When I want to use the term stack, I mean like the level of talent is like for my Dragon Ball Z nerds, it's over 9,000.
Because they pretty much got like pretty much anybody on that roster could be a main event talent,
Whether
it's male or female.
Yeah, like so
there is no bottom.
Correct. So I'm a stand on it. I just like it's bad. It's a bad move. That does not make me confident coming forward on the next tapings. I've been enjoying. I look, look. I've been these past couple of TNA shows have been bomb. Have been bomb. Let me tell you something. ABC versus Grizzle Young Vets.
Oh yeah, that's the best of three series.
Oh my goodness, they should have made it a best of 10, a best of 12. I don't care. The four of them could wrestle and tussle every week. I'd be fine. I'd be a happy tag team wrestling fan. Everything's just been great. And now I'm like, oh buddy, here we go. Well, he's in that set of tapings. Let's see what happens. I'll just say I'm holding my breath. Holding my breath.
I guess we'll see.
And it sucks because, like, you know, I'm a TNA kid.
It sucks.
I'm a TNA kid. Like low key, you know, I was there, dude. I was there with the Dark Ages. I stuck it out. I was there until like halfway through Hogan. Then I said, no, I'm sorry.
When they moved to Monday nights is when I was like, yeah, I'm done.
I tried. I caught the replay. I caught it.
No, I saw the first one, and that's when like I said it was one of those. Just, it was like, why are you doing this, man?
Yeah.
Like, this. Are you trying to be that guy?
Yeah, it was.
Let's see
what the folks are saying. The comment section is blowing up over here.
Yeah, it's blowing up. We got all kinds of stuff.
Let's see, Chaz. You should have invited me on. LOL. No.
Wow.
See here. Gentlemen, Mr. Golden.
What's going on, Sa?
I know you hate me and all, but we can make amends. Listen.
This is Anthony.
I'm Shawn Michaels, and you're Bret Hart, but we're never going to bury the hatchet on Monday Night Raw.
At least you didn't call him Marty Jannetty. So
I would no. That would assume that we had success as a team.
Oh,
he would be the Titus O'Neil to my Darren Young.
Oh wow.
Anyway, coldest wrestler Bronson Reed. Who did he piss off? You know, I was thinking the same thing. I thought the same thing. I thought he was winning. I really did.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna win too.
I thought he was gonna win because he was always in the chamber. But I guess you know, hey. Somebody's got to lose, right?
Somebody's got to lose.
Ric Flair was 127 years old, but he fought Rocky.
Ooh.
Let's be friends again, Chaz. There's a reason why it's called Chaz. You know what? I like that one, Damien. Hashtag Chaz and Lou again. You know what? If you get a shirt that says that, and you come on this show, I'll think about it. I choose the Dark Lord as the new head of TNA because no one knows more about TNA than Dark. Oh my goodness.
No, why are you mad about that? What up, cuzzo?
Run me my match, cuzzo. Evening. What's up, Keith?
What'd it do?
Is it better to star on TNA or mid-card or WWE, especially when it comes to money? Well, I think when it comes to money, I think there's nothing. When it comes to money, I don't think there's anything but the E. No.
If you want to go and get injured in your first debut match and get paid for about 6 to 12 months to do nothing, sign the AEW.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, come on. You know, I had to do the old Soul Train Awards Death Row thing.
Let's see here.
You're sick and tired of the dancing in the videos. Let me stop.
That's crazy. You're wild.
Yo, that was the great dude. You don't understand. I was young. I was young as hell when I saw that and about lost my mind. Oh, that Soul Train was the whole thing from, you know, Suge going up there putting Puffy on blast to to Snoop Dogg asking the East Coast, "You don't love Snoop Dogg in Death Row?"
I've seen that.
To Big, just like, you know what, fuck these niggas. I'm here to have fun and party. So it was just, it was nuts. It was nuts. I can only imagine what it was backstage.
To be a fly on the wall back then.
Right?
To be not.
Yeah, I know this is wrestling, fellas, but that was...
Yeah, I realized that too. Like, yeah. All right, well then let's get back to wrestling. Let's go with the favorite segment in all of Three Count segments.
I like all right, so what's my dumbass of the week? Who was really? I mean, besides Chris Jericho, was it this week or was that last week? That horrible match he had. I can't even say his name. See, can't even say the poor guy's name. Takeshna. That poor sap. God, Jericho for sure. You know, Tony has been staying under the radar lately.
Did you see?
Oh God, what'd he do now?
It was. It's not that bad. It was a clip. Okay. I saw actually today. I think he was at Pro. I think it was Pro Revolver. I think it was him. It looked like I forgot who. It looked like Darby was with him.
Oh, that picture with Darby and
he's like, he was liking the crane. Marking out whatever. Yeah.
And the other two look like they're like, why are we here?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, now Tony's been good.
This is a good one right here. He's right. Sammy Guevara. I totally forgot about that bullshit. Yo, I think he got it out for the Hardys. I'm saying it right now. There is no reason that it should take a couple of years between hurting each brother. Like, how you gonna hurt both brothers in like a 2-3 year period?
Yeah, I'm not gonna hurt
both. How you get both? How do you get both? So yeah, Sammy for not knowing how to jump off the top rope. Really bad at that. Just really, really, really bad. Mr. Golden says Velveteen Dream. I heard that he got booked.
He did in Albany, New York. Okay. As a surprise, he was only there. Oh. No one knew. He wasn't advertised. He was a runner.
He's running? Okay. Did they pop?
I heard, from what I heard, it was not very receptful. Don't count my sources on that one.
I know we won't be booking them then. All right. I think I'm going to have to go with Sammy. I think I'm going to definitely have to go with Jericho on GP alone. And, I don't know if anybody. I think everybody's been.
So all right. So Jericho, Tony Khan, Sammy Guevara, Velveteen Dream.
All right, that's what we'll put on there. We'll see what we get out of those, out of that mixture.
Cool. All right. So definitely go to our Twitter page, 3Count_Pod. Who should be Damian's dumbass of the week? Chris Jericho, Tony Khan, Sammy Guevara, and Velveteen. I'm sorry, Text the Teen Dream. I forgot that's his name.
Hey, Cliff's in the comments.
He's in the comments, not on the show.
He said Sammy 2, Hardy 0.
He's wild.
Mr. Golden said, "Hey, the red dog." And then Mr. Golden says, "Alcohol 15, Hardy 0.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's getting ready to get crazier after this one. Cliff said, "Hey, Mr. Golden," and then Mr. Golden follows up with "Drugs 25, Hardy 0."
All right, debate topic number two. What?
Oh, Rock for that shirt. I hated it too, Cliff. Oh, I hated that shirt so bad. Oh. It looked like something from the goddamn 2000s that he cut the sleeves off of. Knowing that thing is probably worth more than both of my cars and everything in my room combined. That piece of fabric was probably so fucking expensive, but it was so ugly. You know what? You might have to put them. Yeah, nah. Put him on that list too. Add him to the list with wearing that goddamn shirt.
Wait a minute. We've already had people vote.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Add him anyway.
I can't. I would have to delete it.
Darn it. Never mind then.
I'll have to delete it and redo it. Look, the podcast doesn't make enough money to have Twitter blue.
All right, I got it. We don't
have a blue check mark. We can't edit tweets.
All right, look. Then what I'm going to do is we'll save it for next week. We'll put a pin in it. Dirt was hideous.
You know what? You're right. Because guess what? He may show up next week. No, he may show up on what you call it? Elimination Chamber. With another Versace vest.
Oh, he better not.
Oh, my gosh. And he never got in trouble for that joint either.
Hey, look. You got to let stuff fly.
He
Yeah, that shirt has seen better days.
He never got in trouble for that, which is crazy.
Like the 90s where it belongs. Yeah. That fucking shirt was horrible. And what we're talking about is Mr. Golden basically said that Chris Idol got away with wearing the Boots to Asses shirt in school.
He did. I'm a witness.
He said he thought it was cool, but I told him to be careful.
Yeah, he never got like, he got it. Yeah, never got in trouble. Never.
Look, I don't get in trouble for wearing. I don't give a rat's ass to work.
Oh, you do really?
Oh yeah, I wear that shirt. I wear it all the fucking time.
No. See, I work with kids. I can't do that. I can't. Like we have the three headed. I call it the three headed thugs shirt. As the ignorant as, and I have the one that's censored. Even I can't do that.
No. Yeah, I don't care. You got to remember.
No, I work at school.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if I work with kids or not.
Well, that's where we
yeah. Just, this is why I don't work with fucking children.
That's exactly why. And that's what I'm gonna use that as a segue to talk about. What do you think was better? Which I think will be very. I think which will be cool. Was the Ruthless Aggression era better than the Attitude era? I put a tweet out, and the reason why I made this, I'm gonna do this on the air. I'm gonna do it with you. I wanted to do it with Cliff, but he decided to be in the comments, so we'll see his comments. So I put a tweet out a couple weeks ago that kind of went viral. It was a picture of the roster, the SmackDown Raw roster from the Ruthless Aggression era, and I put the tweet, and I said this era was better than the Attitude era. And this tweet got viral. Everyone put their two cents in. I had people told me I was, smoking crack. I had people told me saying that, you know what, glad somebody actually finally spoke truth. I had someone tell me I'm an idiot. I had someone put a bunch of cap emojis on it. Everyone has their opinions about it. And this is when it made me thought, like, why don't we talk about this? Let's see. And I'm curious to see what everyone else thinks on this, too, because these are two very, very significant eras in wrestling that happened in the past 30 years, and you know, which both had their significant moments in their own right. But now that we're, you know, we've been further, you know, we've moved away from at least think the Ruthless Aggression era to look at it in its totality, especially having the PG era, you know, right afterwards, and you know, we can really look at it in its totality. So, what do we think? Ruthless Aggression era, was it better than the Attitude era? Damien, what you got for me?
Okay, so
you know what? Guess what? Here you go. You got the floor.
All right, so I was a part of both. You gotta remember.
Right, exactly.
So, like, the Attitude era started. I was a teenager, but God, they're so different, though. So the Attitude era was more of that: we're gonna throw whatever the fuck sticks at the wall and see if it sticks at the wall. If it does, it does. If it don't, we're just going out there and having fun and making fucking money. We don't know if we're going to be open tomorrow. That's legitly what the the Attitude Era was. It was like the wild fucking West. It was like, we're trying to survive day by day because they were, you know, getting, for lack of better terms, attacked by WCW. WCW is firing those shots, and they were like direct fucking hits for, what was it, 80-some weeks or 80 some weeks. Yeah, so
you can check out Eric Bischoff's podcast,
right?
2 weeks, free plug. So, for him.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, it was a little different. That the Ruthless Aggression, it was toned down compared to the Attitude Era. They didn't have to be so extreme. They were making more money, getting more revenue, and kind of steering more towards that family friendly, to where we're pretty much where we're at now. Like, that was the transitioning from crazy lawlessness to what we have today. So the fact that WWE could still take that popularity from what they were doing before in the Attitude Era and still carry that over into the Ruthless Aggression Era and make it like something. You can't have one without the other. And in my opinion, it only gets better. So I'm going to have to pick the Ruthless Aggression Era. People are probably going to think I'm on something.
I'm prepared to argue against you for the Attitude Era.
I'm going to have to, dude. You have to think about what they were able to do.
You swerved me, and I was prepared. Like I had notes. Like I had notes. That's why I put you on solo, because I didn't want people looking at me to take these notes.
I get it, but really, when it comes down to it, you can't have one without the other.
That is very true. That is very true. So what I was going to say, and you touched on it as well, like, the Ruthless Aggression Era is the reason, legitimately, is the reason why we're here where we are. Like, let's be for real. Let's be for real. As much as the Attitude Era is glorified, like, yeah, they couldn't be now, you know, Attitude Era did this. Yes, that is fact. Attitude Era got it public. The Attitude Era got it to the stock exchange.
Yep.
But the Ruthless Aggression Era is what took it worldwide, made it what it is. It made WWE the brand. It made it its own.
And it did.
And it's all, and that's what that Ruthless Aggression, and that's what that, you know, launch, you know, through that, because of that, that's why wrestling got that popularity of it had its own network before streaming. WWE Network was streaming before streaming was a big thing.
Yep.
It like pay per view. They've always had their finger on the pulse of what, as far as technology and how getting media towards viewers. They've always been the pulse on that. So in that Ruthless Aggression Era, you got the biggest star, period, since Hulk Hogan. Since Hulk Hogan and John Cena. Look, and then now looking at John Cena 20-something years later, look at John Cena now. I had this conversation the day after church, which is why it's crazy that we're talking about this. Older man. And, you know, he goes, crazy, look at John Cena, man. I remember he came out there, didn't like John Cena, you know, I was, you know, Stone Cold, but man, John Cena, who would have thought? He took WWE to somewhere, you know, some way, way beyond what we could have ever thought. And it's facts. I grew up on the Ruthless Aggression Era. That's just, my very first fond memories of wrestling is Eddie Guerrero, Finley, and Hornswoggle. Like that's like, my mom was big on notes, you know, 8 o'clock, it was bedtime, Raw came on at the time at 9. Sometimes I got to catch a little bit of, you know, the opening promo, but I didn't get to watch Raw growing up, so I always watched SmackDown. So I grew up as a SmackDown kid. I was the Ruthless Aggression Era. I watched John Cena in front of my eyes. Okay, John Cena was my guy until I became a teenager, which was the PG era.
And then you had to hate on him.
And then I had to hate on him. So And like I've watched, I haven't, you know, like I said, you've lived through the ad here, so you have that. You lived through both. I've only watched, you know, clips and periods of, you know, blocks of doing ad here. And so even then I look at some of the stuff, like I watched the whole build from Stone Cold and Rock, the very first one, from Royal Rumble all the way up. I've watched that whole complete. Right. And even then I look and like you compare that, I think the next best thing, even the Ruthless Aggression era, you compare that to would be of a Triple H and Batista. And I feel like that, you know, is a good comparison of the two in that era. And I would go, well, I kind of like Batista. Like that whole build was kind of a little bit, you know, a little bit better than it. It's like, I think some of the stories were better. The matches were better. It was like, you know, you said it was the Wild Wild West, right? And they had fun. True, yeah. And it was. But I think they had the Wild Wild West, and they turned that into the Ruthless Aggression era, which was controlled chaos.
Exactly.
Because they had the two brands, right? And they had them separate. And you had each other, you know, there was, you know, that in company rivalry. Like, you want to do better than Raw. You want to do better than SmackDown. So I think that's why I was like, you got to go with the Ruthless Aggression era. I mean, and then you just think of the names during that era who were hot. I said a couple, you know, Eddie Guerrero, all right, JBL, John Cena, Batista, Randy Orton. We're getting Prime Orton, okay? Prime Orton, and, you know, that's to, you know, Prime Orton was also towards the tail into like the, you know, right into the PG era, but still like Edge and Lita, that whole, you know, that whole feud. Like, I just don't, I just can't see how looking back on both, and it's just as far as in their totality, I just don't think you can really say with, you know, be honest with yourself and not have, you know, recency bias and nostalgia hit you in the face. You got to say the Ruthless Aggression era is better. That's just my opinion.
Well, it was like I said, and I'll say this again, the Ruthless Aggression era is better because it was the fine tunement of the Attitude era. It's where you have the finality of WCW, that sale being done with the finality of ECW. And trying and basically getting your roster to the way that you wanted to. And then you got all these young up and coming stars coming up. So you're building that next new generation, which is the Ruthless Aggression era. So you have your mainstays that made it to the Attitude era that are not too old, that can still do stuff, like your Takers, your Shawn Michaels, your Triple H's, your Rocks, your Stone Colds, and things of that nature. And then you got your up-and-comers with your Batistas, your Brock Lesnar's, your John Cena's, your Randy Orton's, and, you know,
that whole OVW
class. Yeah. And then you got all your influx talent from WCW with, you know, Big Show and Guerrero and the whole Radicals group and Jericho and things of that nature. So it was, that time was more so of, all right, now let's form this out so we can sell properties of WWE and you guys become marketable now.
Right.
Let's make us some money.
Right.
And then now and as I said, it ushered us to where we're at now.
Nice. You know, on Netflix for $5 billion.
Exactly. Again, like by the time next year comes around, WWE will be on network TV, cable television, and streaming all at the same fucking time.
This is crazy.
They always have a monopoly somewhere. I might not want to say that out loud. Somebody going to get mad and sue them now because they were like, oh, shit, they just brought that to my attention.
Match of the week.
Ooh, that was a lot of – hold on. I got to grab my notes. Now that I've been like writing shit down.
Look, it's funny when I do that too. So what I do is if it really goes, I'm like, oh, I put it in my notes and I go – and that's like, yeah, it's that match of the week. And if I keep watching and it changes,
it goes up.
I delete the match. I go, nope, this is not my match of the week no more.
This is the Villains Lounge book.
The Villains Lounge book?
Yeah, I've been taking notes. So this has all 9 episodes.
Look, Hold on to that. We'll put it in the Hall of Fame.
Right?
When we do one. We make our Hall of Fame. So yeah, match of the week. I got mine. I'll do mine. So look, my match of the week. Look, I really liked it. And it's crazy. My match of the week is coming from Dynamite, which hasn't been in a while. But Dax and Moxley tore it.
I heard that was good. I didn't get a chance to actually check it.
They tore it. They tore it. Like, they didn't have to do that. So I'm going to go with that one. That's my match of the week. It was really fun to watch. Especially coming off of a Moxley overload per se, where it's like it's Moxley every week and it's the same thing. This was different, and I enjoyed it. So that's my match of the week.
Oh, okay. So it looks like I'm gonna have a few honorable mentions here because I said I've seen a lot of wrestling this week. This is the thing for me. My first honorable mention, I'm gonna have to. There's two, from Impact, Jordynne Grace versus Savannah Evans.
Yeah, that was
That was good. And the match two of the best of three series.
Yeah, look, so that was my
ABC and Grizzle Young Vets.
I didn't want to say it because they were my match of the week last week. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be fair. So I'm glad you said that because I wanted to put that out. Like, nope, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be different. But yeah, no, that tag match. Yeah. But yeah,
My other two are going to be from NXT. This one kind of caught me by surprise and wasn't expecting the chemistry the way it was. And that's Carmelo Hayes and Joe Gacy.
Mm-hmm.
From NXT, I really enjoyed that.
The match is solid.
And then the main event, and I think it's the shock value too, of the Wolf Dogs versus the family, the D'Angelo family for the tag team titles with the Wolf Dogs going over. I know that the Dusty Cup winners usually win. But it was one of those where it was like, oh, but he's getting ready to get signed to Raw SmackDown. You're not going to get it.
He sure did. He was on SmackDown. Yeah, fine last Friday.
SmackDown. Like, oh, shit. My bad. And I guess my top match of the week, I want to say it is from SmackDown. And ironically, it's the Miz and the Logan Paul match.
Mm-hmm.
The Revolution Chamber Qualifier match.
Mm-hmm. That was fire. Logan Paul can work.
Yeah, no, that was fire. I really enjoyed the Selena Vega and Tiffany Stratton match. And it's just because I love Tiffany Stratton. Like, Tiffany Stratton, she is so crisp and clean. Yeah. I will never not, like, her move, the way she executes everything is just crisp. But no, that Logan Paul and Miz match, like everything, like every part of it was great. And so, I'll talk more about that in my review.
Yeah, no, that Miz and Logan Paul match was really, really good. I want to go to comments because the comments a little bit.
We definitely did. They're blowing up.
Buzzing around. I want to make sure everybody gets their two cent. Chaz, you remember the student had a $5 foot long shirt with the arrow pointing at his crotch? Wait, what happened at Randallstown? I mean, Randallstown, Ohio? High school? I don't remember that, actually.
I've seen that shirt around.
Let's see. I thought to compare the two wrestling is different political correctness. That's fair. Absolutely. You couldn't get away with some things that they did in the past. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
No, you're definitely not going to see any bikini contests on SmackDown.
Not anymore.
No.
Thing of the past. Exactly. I don't wanna see one either.
Yeah. Birthing your hand. You know what? That might not be too far off. I think they'll still do that. I think there's still a chance they could do that again. I don't
hold on. So you telling me if let's see, Bronson Reed and impregnates who looks as old as Mae Young? Sable.
All right.
Yeah, you're not gonna say anything.
No, unfortunately, British wrestling will be associated with Benoit. I will.
I don't think so
because the simple fact is, like, even for what as that period that Benoit was on top, it's only 4 months.
It's not that long, yeah.
That WrestleMania thing from when he won the world title. Like, if you just from WrestleMania up to when he lost it at SummerSlam, well, that's only like just the summer.
He was on that a climb again though too right before all that happened.
Well, right, yeah, that's also I mean, that's
championship.
True, but, yeah, but still, I think
he was getting ready to win the ECW championship, dude. That weekend, but
that don't mean nothing. That like we don't sit up here and talk about and act like that ECW championship meant anything.
I mean.
We say that, right? But look what happened at the show. That's in that show turned into NXT, the reality show.
Well, let's call a spade. It was NXT from the day that it started.
Well, that's fine too. That's absolutely true. It was a developmental show. It was absolutely. That's why they taped it before SmackDown.
Exactly. So I mean, it is.
That's why it stopped being a live show and they taped it before SmackDown. Yeah, it became main event. It was main event. Attitude Era, Hitman versus HBK, Vinnie Mac versus Stone Cold DX Nation, Rock for Drake. Yep.
All that happened.
Yep. KO and Dom. That match was good too.
That was really good.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
That was really good.
That was you
with R-Truth. R-Truth had me dying.
I'm gonna star this comment. Is it? I don't know if that stars it on your end or whatnot. But
yeah, it does. It does. That was a good one. That's a good one. Because
like that's a great match. NXT Tag Team Championship match is my match of the week. This is the Red Dog. Yeah. Did you ever think 5 years ago that you would have the Miz in the match of the week? 5 years ago. You know what's crazy? Yes, because I was giving Miz praises 5 years when we first started the podcast. I was giving Miz praises, but I don't think I would have put him on my match of the week. Honestly, actually, you know what? No, I don't think I made him my match of the week, but I would definitely be giving him his flowers. I was giving Miz flowers since his program, since the whole when he beat what's called Cena at WrestleMania.
I want to say a little bit before then. For me. I've been fucking with Miz since he broke up with it was a little bit before I want to say about a year before he left Nitro when they broke up from being at the tag team that they were. Like when they started the Dirt Sheet is when I became a fan of both of theirs and was really fucking with the Miz.
Nah,
like hard.
Yes.
And so like it's like from that point forward. Like I've always fucked with Miz.
Same. Nah.
So he deserves that match of the week. Him and Logan Paul put that work in.
Definitely. All right, let's go to our next final debate topic. Let's talk about it. All right, let's talk about it. We talked about his vest. Okay, he's Damian's hottest wrestler of the week. The group, the family, Bloodline. Let's talk about that Bloodline promo. Let's talk about it. I'm okay. You know what? I'm just gonna come out and say it. It did its job. It got him heat. But that promo ain't make a lick of sense.
Oh no! Of course it didn't.
He tried to use his little and I seen this here. His Cody crybaby catchphrase in there. At this point, it doesn't make sense. Okay, but he has to face Story. Yes, he has to face Story because he did earn the right to face Roman Reigns, you douchebag. yes, he did. Okay, he spent 15 minutes degrading Salt Lake City, and I was a little upset. I was like, you know what? I know someone who lives in that area, and he's a nice guy.
Okay, that's why I didn't show it to the show because I wasn't
exactly. That's that why I was talking. I was thinking about you, and I was like, you know what? Damien's not that bad of a person. He doesn't have herpes, and he's not a fatty. He's actually quite fit for his age.
Yeah, but the messed up part about it is some of the stuff he said was a bit true.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point of the matter is it was a nostalgia trip. Stupid. It was a waste of time. All for what? This could have been a Twitter video. This could have been a social media. This could have been a segment.
And I don't know that. I thought it was hilarious.
It was funny. I mean, it's The Rock. The Rock is funny.
Maybe it's because I was drunk.
Oh my God.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know why. It made no sense, and it made him sound like an
idiot, a dummy. And what is this?
I thought was hilarious too.
He's in the wrong company. Bang bang, scissor gang. I'm sorry, wrong company. Wrong company.
Maybe his thumb doesn't work properly.
Like the same way his abs don't work properly, and why he can't get abs.
That's probably true too.
Anyway, go ahead. So I thought it was stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Again, he's doing stupid, stupid, stupid. He told me to sit back and enjoy the ride, and I sat back and I'm enjoying the ride, but this was stupid.
I didn't say it made a lick of sense.
Stupid. That could have been in Nick Aldis's office. They could have did that in Nick Aldis's office and got the same over. Let Brock call talk about Nick Aldis being from across the pond, making a bunch of British jokes. That would have got over real fine. Like, waste of time. You could have put Bianca Belair in a match or something. Give me another women's match or another match or something in that segment. Like, get out of here, man. Dumb. Waste of time.
Look, the women had two segments on there.
So they could have had three. SmackDown was a good show to the end.
The NXT had three women's segments on there. So exactly. Did TNA. Not Dynamite, but. but anyway, as I was saying, it was funny to see the delusional millionaire / board member be completely delusional and out of touch. That's kind of the way that I read it, that he is just completely delusional and out of touch, that he does not give a rat's ass about what anybody feels, and this is what he thinks and what he feels. So that's kind of how I took it, which I felt, I guess, is why it tickled me a lot more. It was, for me, it was more for my entertainment. And then also laughing at his funny ass vest, but you know, I digress. It was like you said, it served its purpose. It served its purpose. It got him heat. And it got the
bloodline officially, like,
yeah, it gave him the official bloodline. Now, my question to you is, who turns on who first? Who's more shallow? And so, who's more shallow? And hold on, what's that word I'm looking for? Paranoid.
Roman.
You think Roman's more shallow?
I think we do the tag team match. I do believe that. I do think we do the tag match night one, and then we do Roman and Cody night two. I think Rock tries to help, right? In the match. And he goes, stop. That's why we lost last night. I don't need your, I got this. I'm the tribal chief.
Oh, and that puts a sore spot in the Rock's his little gullet, and then Roman the match and Cody the W.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Oh, no, I don't think no. That's not the finish. That's the false. You know, it's WrestleMania.
Oh.
Don't you?
Okay,
you don't know wrestling now.
I'm just saying.
That's not the finish. That's the false. That's the second falsey. We got two more, brother. Main event.
My ass would have been going home.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, now we're going
2024. Finishers only work once you hit three of them.
All right,
you play SmackDown, shut your mouth. Infinite finishers, brother.
That's why I always store mine. You always store two.
Oh my gosh. But that's what I think. I think that's how this plays out. I could be completely wrong. It could be Rock. It could be Rock. Rock could turn on to be the one to do that. I don't know. I do believe we're gonna get the tag match. I do think so.
Oh yeah, no, we definitely.
I just don't. I forgot someone else said it, but it was a good point. You don't have the Rock here fully, and he's able to wrestle for WrestleMania and not have him wrestle.
You could.
I just, you know, and like somebody had to get the point. Well, can he wrestle? I said, well, if he couldn't, do you think Rock would have like, if the plan was going to originally, if it was going to be Rock and Roman, do you think he was going to do a 40-minute main event match with Roman, his cousin, his bloodline, his family, all right, and not be able to do it? Like,
fuck no, it looked like an ass.
And look, yeah, and look, may not make him look stupid, but make Roman look stupid. And make the company look stupid.
Right.
Hard to believe. So that's what I think is gonna happen. That's just me. But yeah, the promo, it served its purpose. It got him heat. It joined the bloodline. It said he's gonna make sure he's gonna do everything in his power to make sure Roman Reigns, you know, still, you know, remains champion. But
I gave it 3 axe handles.
You gave that 3 axe handles?
Yeah, I gave it 3 axe handles. I enjoyed it. I told you. It served its purpose. Look, it made me laugh. I'm just saying.
Yes, it was one of Rock's really good promos. He looked out of place. Everybody got a hoodie on. That man wearing that $500 Versace vest on. Get out of here. Get out of here. You know what's funny? I was thinking that too. And I was like, you know what? It's because he is so world renowned and loved by everyone outside of wrestling. And he, you know, it's hard to see him as a bad guy. Cause at first I was like, and you could tell the idiots from Utah calling him, they call him inbreds and their cousins and brothers, and sisters.
They're cheering.
Yeah, I'm an inbred. Like, look at our hate. Crazy folks.
Again, as I said before, he wasn't far off. So, I mean, you can't blame them for admitting to the truth.
That should have kicked off SmackDown. I agree.
Yes, I agree. That should have definitely kicked off SmackDown.
I turned on SmackDown probably like 15 minutes late. So I thought I had missed it. And I was
like, they were going to start it.
I thought they were started off, but then I went, oh yeah. And then I saw this like, oh, tonight. And I was like, okay. They didn't. They're like, oh duh, make you watch all of SmackDown to watch The Rock. I got you. Get it.
That was Rob.
Yeah, Solo is turning first. Ah, see, I thought about that. I've said that. I've always said that till Rock joined. I was with that. I believe that before it was The Rock.
Well, yeah.
Definitely. Before The Rock showed up.
I'm sorry. Solo from day one's got that I don't trust you face. No.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's one of those you got to keep in your back pocket, but keep in your back pocket.
I think Rock is setting up Reigns and really going to help Cody. Now, that's a cool swerve to be like, yeah.
They've been in cahoots the whole entire time.
The whole entire time.
Doesn't that make Cody kind of an underhanded snake in the grass?
No, because guess what? You would go with Roman had it coming.
Roman did it first?
Yeah, Roman had it coming.
Did I deserve to be curb stomped on a center block?
Absolutely.
Wow. All righty.
Roman's ego won't be able to control his paranoia. He turns on Rock. I don't know why you even try to question. except for the RKO, only been 1 or 2 kills. That's fair. Yeah, RKO is heavily protected. That's true.
Yeah, it is.
Rock and Cena won. Yeah. So are you saying that the Utah family trees don't fork?
No, it's a straight line.
Especially if the other Fatu is coming. Yeah, and like that's the rumor going around that Jacob Fatu is coming. I've been hearing it a lot. I don't know. If he is, then sure, I can see Solo turning. But then I also see Rock saying, you got your ooze. I got my ooze. Now come at me, bro. You want a bloodline civil war? Yeah, nah. We've just Rock come in. You've reached the end game.
The part about it is they got enough family members that they could do a whole civil war.
Absolutely, they absolutely
like storyline.
Hell yeah!
Without anybody else involved,
correct?
Keep members of the family.
Oh, absolutely could. Rikishi can still go.
Yeah, he can still go.
So, let's just say this. Okay, I'm enjoying the ride of The Rock and Cody Romans. This whole thing, I'm not shitting on it yet. Okay, give me about halfway into March. Then ask me where we're going when we're like 3 weeks away. And if I ask me then if I'm still enjoying myself, because by then we'll have some more things. I'm waiting for Cody to smack the piss out of Rock, because Rock's got to have it. Cody got to get his lick back now, and he's got to get his lick back before Mania. So I'm hoping
that is true.
I'm hoping he gets his lick back in Australia. That would make my day. That'll be a great morning to start the morning seeing Cody get his lick back on Rock. I'm also curious to see how this Australia crowd reacts to a heel Rock.
Well, oh yeah, they might like him.
They might. Who knows? I guess we'll see, right?
And wrestlers fans have gotten smarter now.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're able to see a lot more what's going on. It's not like it was back in the day where it was like, you know, they didn't see what was going on in the States at all. So they had no idea.
That's true. So, all right, I got it. Let's see here. Let's go.
All right. Wait,
dumbass of the week.
Who was it?
So make sure for all our live viewers and our listeners, make sure you go vote, all right, at 3count_pod. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to go right now. Okay, don't worry. We're going to wait 60 seconds. If you need to close app and go to Twitter real quick, if you can't, like, you know, minimize us and still listen, we'll stall for 60 seconds so you can go on Twitter, 3count_pod. It's the number 3, all right? So you can go vote on who should be the dumbass of the week, all right? You got 45 seconds left to go vote. So if you haven't done so, go do that. And while for those of you who already voted or you're not going to vote because you want to be a rebel and not participate and not have fun, make sure you follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, 3countpod. And also, I forgot to mention and then give all our people who are watching us on the Infinite Plus Network. Yeah, it don't sound right without Cliff. I'm not.
Yeah, no, Cliff does it a lot better. That was.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that ever again.
Yeah, don't do
that. Yeah, it was terrible. Absolutely terrible. I apologize. I absolutely apologize. But all right, here we go. 10 seconds left to vote. All right, on who should be the dumbass of the week. Trying to think. Also, while we're here, make sure you check out Now Into the Ring Tuesdays and Thursdays. New episodes dropping. Interviews. Go check those out. The Villains Lounge, all right, daily. All right, check those out every night. Right, get your news, get your biased opinions. All right, from Damien and whoever shows up. So definitely do that. And let's go, Damien's dumbass of the week.
What you got?
Oh wow! All right, 60%. You know what? I'm gonna start at the bottom. It's a tie for last.
Oh, okay.
20%. Tony Khan, 20%, Text the Teen Dream.
Oh, okay.
And with a whopping 60%, Sammy Guevara.
Poor Sammy. I showed my wife that video, and all she did was go, "Oh, God, why is he still wrestling?"
The crazy thing is this. I saw the clip and I saw it once and didn't go look back because I was like in the middle of like in transition at work, so I didn't get to really take a like good look at it. I was watching the match. Was that Friday night? Yes, Friday night. I ended up falling asleep right when the match started. And so I didn't get to watch it. So I wanted to watch it yesterday, but I also was on the road yesterday, so I really couldn't watch it. And then, right. You know, when you're in the car with Cliff, Cliff's going to talk you to death, sure. which is fun because there's so many different conversations that go on and so much knowledge that is dropped. But so I didn't get to watch it, but I'm going to watch it actually when we get off of here. I'm going to go watch it because I want to see the clip. I want to see like the actual live, like the the broadcast version. And, you know, so I'm going to watch it and then I'm going to tweet from the 3Count podcast my reaction. I'm going to put a GIF of my reaction after that. So be on the lookout for that in about the next hour or so to see that tweet, guys, on my reaction to the broadcast version of this incident. But yeah, Sammy Guevara gets your dumbass of the week for my podcast listeners.
Alrighty.
For catching this on Monday. If you're listening on your morning commute or whenever you listen to us, you can still vote. All right, you got till about 8 o'clock, really. Yep, 8 o'clock tonight on Monday to get your vote in. And so for the live Chaz and Friend episode, Sammy Guevara is the dumbass of the week. And you know, I should probably say like who actually won for last week, right? I forgot. I didn't do the tweet last week. So I wasn't on.
Cliff did it.
You did? Oh, yes.
Did.
Oh.
Who won?
Anthem. Anthem won.
Ah, Anthem for dropping Anthem that ball.
Yes.
Oh, God. I forgot. I should have put them back on there this week for trying to, like, lie again.
Yeah. Anthem is the one with 56%.
I should have given them the
Tony Khan. Look, Tony Khan and IWC tied with 22%. Jericho got 0. That's crazy. Tony Khan has been sneaking his way on not getting it, not winning his award.
Hey, look,
he's been tied every time. Yeah,
he's trying to stay under the radar. I don't blame him.
So, all right, folks, thank you. If you reached to the end of this episode, my PlayStation users, you get a trophy. My Xbox users, you get an achievement, and my PC users, you get a virus. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, at least I didn't get one last week.
Good, congratulations. But you got one this week. Thank you for checking us out. Hopefully next week. No, you won't see me.
Oh, it's gonna be me and Cliff again?
It will be you and Cliff because I am booked.
I gotcha.
I am.
Oh, yeah, no, we're getting ready to come up on that. Shit, I got like less than a month to that.
Yep.
Show up in Maine.
Yep. So it may. Yeah.
So got that coming too. A live podcast.
Live Villains Lounge.
Chaz and Friends Villains Lounge and all kinds of other goodies on March 15th.
We're doing our own little Starcade in a sense.
Kinda. I'm going to be. Probably interviewing a bunch of faces.
Interview me
as I'll interview you. I don't mind. But
supervillain. Can I tell you who not to interview?
Who's that?
TJ Sykes.
Oh, I can't promise anything.
Well, then I'm going to interrupt his interview. Then I don't let you know if you do interview. I'm gonna interrupt him and I'm gonna smack him in the face.
Look, the rules. On the Villains Lounge is there is no rules.
Exactly. No.
Unless I make it up on the spot.
Cool. Don't make up any rules on the spot. You might.
Know. Those rules are only to protect me.
On that note, folks, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for checking us out. Okay. Cliff would say, Kawhi, I'm just going to say, watch another episode.
Praise. And you know I don't like y'all.
Hey, guys. It's the host of the 3Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit. I don't do shit. I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else should you do? You should also follow us on all social medias. That's the Facebook at 3Count Podcast, the Instagram at 3Count Pod, and the Twitter at 3Count _ Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3CountPod, and that's the number 3. Don't be an idiot and type in T-H-R-E-E. because you're not going to find anything. So make sure you follow us at 3CountPod or 3Count_pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.